Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. He couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, it was indeed a tough weekend for the Cleveland Guardians, getting swept at the hands of the St. Louis Cardinals. Aside from one big inning, they've been held scoreless in their last four games. Now, the lineup pressing so far amidst this losing streak, Guardians GM Mike Chernoff was on Sirius XM MLB Network Radio yesterday saying that the lineup is pressing, and that's a problem for the young players.
Especially with young players, I think it's hard to get out of that rut. So it does feel like, unfortunately, it can build on itself. At the same time, once you break out of it, you're sort of out of that, and that contagion or whatever goes away. And we know that we have a caliber of player and the team that we think can break out of it anytime.
You could even see it on Thursday. I went to the game, and guys like Manzardo and Martinez are just like swinging out of their shoes. They're like leaning forward on the off-speed pitches. It was really frustrating to watch, and it only got worse over the weekend.
I don't think they do. I don't think they're the type of team that can bounce back from that and lead it forward. I know that they had a great season last year. But that was a different team in so many ways. And some of the young guys, like, we're going to have to come to a decision here soon. And it might come by the end of this week. I mean, you got two more tough opponents before it even starts to open up for you again. So the second half should be easier for them. But by the time the second half comes around, you could be out of it. And that means that the young guys got to play at some point here. We got to see what we have here to move forward, because the season has to stand for something.
I think we're getting really close, right? Like, I don't think they're going to do it now with the pitchers that they're going up against over the next week. So they're probably going to wait. But, you know, July, let's go. I mean, you're in out of contention for the division. That's over already. What are you, 11 games back?
11 and a half.
Holy cow.
11 and a half. You're 2.5 games back, by the way, of the American League Wild Card's final spot. You're behind two AL West teams now, by the way, and the Rangers and the Angels, both who are not special teams. This is just like, it feels like it's getting stretched.
The only thing that keeps you around is the terrible American League, but you're two games under 500. The Detroit Tigers have already won the division.
They're 21 games over 500, the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah. They're the Guardians last year.
You're two under.
Yeah.
They're the Guardians last year. By the way, Tariq Skubal made the Twins look like chumps yesterday.
Who's Tariq Skubal?
Did I say Tariq? I meant Tariq.
Tariq?
Tariq.
It is.
All right.
Just making sure. One name I do know how to say is Antonetti. Chris Antonetti yesterday talking about, Saturday rather, talking about the
one day you know how to say.
Chase DeLauder, how he's been raking in AAA Columbus and talking about how he's made himself an option to the team.
Really, for the first time, he's now at a point where he's been able to play and absorb the volume of playing five or so days a week and not have it impact him negatively and impact his recovery. So it's exciting to think about the progress he's made physically and where he's moving towards in that realm, and then combine that with the production we continue to see when he's on the field, because he's now really for the first time making himself an option for us to consider.
Now, DeLauder entered Saturday with a 12-game hitting streak, a run of 25 games reaching base safely, and it only got more frustrating to see those updates online while the Guardians' offense was struggling.
I know I have two young kids that seems like anytime they're truly excited about anything, it shows in their voice, their mannerisms. He just said exciting in the worst way possible.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Antonetti, I'm excited about the way that he's dealing with that realm of the... It's just, listen to him.
I would rather not hear from him for the rest of the year.
There's nothing that exudes excitement at all anytime he speaks. So I'd rather have somebody who genuinely is excited about the things that could be coming around the corner for this team than Chris Antonetti right now. He just seems like a walking buzzkill.
And you can't be wondering, you know, why fans are worked up. I mean, Chase DeLauder and CJ Cephas, you take those guys to be big leaguers someday. Jonathan Rodriguez is not a big leaguer for anybody, including Jonathan Rodriguez. So I think that fans are rightfully upset. They should be upset. They're losing their patience. I've given them more time, and I'll explain why coming up here at 8 o'clock, as well as Lima's diabolical question. We'll see where the hell that takes us. But it's to hear him talk, you know that there's no putting out a fire, but I think he's trying to lessen it a little bit for everybody, because I think they know what's coming. If he's speaking like that, I think that they know what's coming for this baseball team. And the days are being counted for Carlos Santana, and that's about the only tradable piece you have other than Emmanuel Clase, but that's certainly something that's already been discussed and probably will be discussed here over the next month.
Speaking of Jonathan Rodriguez, you got to talk to my dad at some point, because he's been pushing this whole thing about me on how he was the MVP of the minor leagues last season, the MVP, MVP. And I'm like, yeah. He sucks in the major leagues.
Everybody needs a fan.
I want to be a fan of this team right now.
Well, yeah, but every player needs a fan. Every band, like if you take any band that you think sucks and you insult that band, you're going to get somebody to send you nasty comments over that band. And you take any player that you think isn't very good, and there's always a middling player, a baseball anyway, that...
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As some fan that just loves them. I don't see it as much in football.
You take any city's championship parade and belittle it, and then the people from that city will get into your DMs and give you...
I missed this last week. Messages. I didn't realize Ken had verbally assaulted the entire Oklahoma region.
I haven't lived there for 25 years, but they made me really proud to be an Okie.
I looked at that and I went, yeah, that's just fine, and I deleted it. Like, in my other social media mentions, or my other social media messages, like, I was going to fight him over it. Like, I'm not getting fired over you. Bye-bye. No. I'm not doing that. I mean,
maybe next year.
You should have seen it. I mean, they were like, oh, yeah, I mean, they could win it next year, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hell for it next year. But, I mean, there were people, like, on my Instagram messages, it's like a person riding by with, like, a dog and a stick on a fence. And I'm like, no, I know it's my birthday and I've had a couple of drinks here, but no, delete, bye-bye. Got three kids at home. I'm messing with you on the internet. can call in just like everybody else.
I'm just going to move on to my next topic here. We have the story from the NBA regarding the Cavaliers' moves from this past weekend, including giving Sam Merrill a reported four-year, $38 million contract, which means Ty Jerome may be out of here. We also had a trade with Chicago for Lonzo Ball in exchange for Isaac Okoro, a guy that Chris Fedor on the Sunday show said may have lost some trust with not one, but two head coaches.
Two smart coaches, both have a problem believing and trusting Isaac when you get to a playoff environment. Even with the Cavs dealing with injuries this past year, both against Miami and against Indiana, Isaac had a hard time getting in the rotation consistently when the playoffs rolled around.
Another question, how does Chicago not take a first-round pick for Lonzo Ball, according to that one report? Did you guys see that?
I still believe it. I don't believe they could get any I mean, what are we talking, a swap? Are we talking, we're not talking about like an unprotected first round pick.
It's not realistic.
It might have been a pick swap, but the point is here, you're getting I think good value for a guy in a core who I liked at times, just couldn't bring anything offensive.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think people are kind of looking at this the wrong way. Lonzo, if he were healthy, is obviously a tremendous upgrade from, I think, a bunch of guys that we have on the team that have not been able to do anything in the playoffs. I think he's exactly the type of prototype player that could help you because of his playmaking, because of his defense. His shooting has I think, come a long way, actually. Problem is, like, if you're asking me today, do I think he's actually going to be on the playoff roster? Do I think he'll be healthy by then? No,
right.
Unfortunately. Isaac, he's had chronic wrist and knee. His knee, I mean, he's basically one tweak away from his career being over. So I don't have a huge expectation that he's going to be there. I think this is more about getting out of the Okoro business and Okoro contract situation.
Against, do I use that against Kobe? Because he took him fifth?
Well, look, two players. Fifth? You know, Colin Sexton was in the news, too, about getting dealt bad team. I think those two picks, man, Okoro and Colin Sexton, I think borderline disastrous at this point. I know
bad
Sexton
picks, man.
Sexton can play.
He's fifth overall.
Like, it's not that Sexton's a total bust, but, you know, back-to-back years of those guys. Now, they've been able to salvage, like, give Kobe credit, his trades, you know, the Lowry Markkanen situation, then turning that into Donovan Mitchell and then the Jared Allen deal, and then their ability to go out and get Donovan Mitchell, incredible. And Evan Mobley drafting him. So it's a bit of a mixed bag, but those 2 years back-to-back, that is rough.
With Colin, been saying it for years, somebody on a bad basketball team has to give you 20 a night. And he has been the chosen one. Congratulations. He'll make a lot more money still in the NBA. For Isaac Okoro, the only thing that he can do in the postseason, like, you ever see the inflatable arm guys at Carlots? Like, that's
the two guys.
He runs around and just does that. And that's all it is. And
that's one of those
maybe
I hate. We get a lot of guys wrong that, you know, you think are going to go one way or another. This is one I think we've been on very early. Like, I never saw. I understand.
I don't think anybody got him wrong.
All the discussions about his shooting. Oh, there was a, and I don't know how big the faction was. There were Okoro believers in this town that thought him being able to hit the corner threes was just him taking off as an offensive player. I never saw it.
I might have to stay behind to check out the afternoon show, guys, before I leave today. There is one in particular that I'm keeping my eye on. Big Okoro fan. I have to see if I have to do a mental wellness check on him.
Well, it's one of the two.
Who?
Oh, I was thinking of somebody else. Not one of the hosts.
Two guys. How many people in the afternoon?
Yeah, not one of the hosts. Mac is the first one. I don't know about the second one.
Mac likes Isaac Okoro.
Big Isaac Okoro guy. Yeah. He's also not happy that they chose Merrill over Jerome, basically.
Why?
It's the way he's thinking.
One guy's going to be cheaper. It's Sam Merrill.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. Ty Jerome played well enough in the regular season and that first series. Let's not talk about the Pacers series. But he played well enough in the regular season in the first series to price himself out of Cleveland. I wish Ty Jerome the best.
Are we underselling what a loss? It sounds like you think we're underselling what a loss is.
I'm not underselling the loss. I just take it as,
I mean, Jerome was amazing last year up until that series where nobody was good.
Oh, you think I'm accusing you of underselling the loss?
No, I'm asking
just understanding how much of a loss
show,
it is.
As a show, are we not talking enough about the loss of Ty Jerome and what this does to our season next year?
Well, we got two more hours left in the show. If you'd like to discuss that, maybe with Daryl Ryder at 8:22. You want to do that? Hey, we can do that.
That's it for about last night.
Outstanding.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.